So now we move into chapter 19, verse 1. And it was told Joab, behold, the king weepeth in mourning for Absalom. So the news comes to Joab now, how the king is accepting this story of Absalom's death. How that the king is mourning and weeping. How the king is overcome with grief. How that the king has a very great cloud placed over his whole life now at learning about the death of Absalom. And the victory that day was turned into mourning unto all the people. Now when the people learned how David received the news, then they, instead of rejoicing, they, instead of talking about what a great victory they had, they turned into mourning themselves. The king's feeling, his attitude, was then one that they took upon themselves. It seemed to rub off on them. They couldn't rejoice. They couldn't have a good feeling about this if the king didn't have a good feeling about it. For the people heard say that day how the king grieved for his son. The word got around how much grief the king was in. So it was not appropriate for them to rejoice, for them to celebrate, when the king was undergoing so much grief. And the people got them by stealth that day into the city, as people being ashamed to steal away when they flee in battle. So they acted like they were retreating from a defeat. They didn't act like a victorious army coming back to David. But they came back into the city by stealth. That is, they would kind of just sneak in. They didn't come even in such a way that they could be seen. They would slink as though they had been defeated because of this great cloud of gloom that everyone has now as a result of David's great grief over the loss of Absalom. So this extreme and inappropriate grief of David seems to have a deleterious effect upon all of his followers. And we can see how that it would eventually result in them having a loss of purpose in actually restoring David to the throne. We're going to close at that point. Till next time, this is N.C. Crouch saying, goodbye, friends.